Shed. Hello and welcome to the Cosmic Shed. I'm Lyra and my daddy's busy doing Christmas shopping, so let's open the door.
Hello, this is Ethan Siegel. Very happy to be reappearing on the Cosmic Shed. I am your theoretical astrophysicist, author of a couple of books, Beyond the Galaxy and Technology, and writer of the prolific science blog, Starts With a Bang.
Hello, Ethan. When is the next Big Bang going to happen?
The answer to that is actually a little bit surprising. We assume that there may be a Big Bang in the future. After all, there was one in our past. But is that what the evidence says? Right now, when we think about the Big Bang, we think about this hot, dense, rapidly expanding space where it was filled with matter, antimatter, and radiation. All of that expanded and cooled and gave rise to the universe as we know it today. Is that something that's going to happen again in the future? Well, as we look at the universe, we see that it's still expanding. In fact, it's expanding at such a rate that the more distant a galaxy is from us, the faster it appears to be moving away from us. And as time goes on, it will move away faster and faster. It will actually accelerate away from us. If we gave this the extrapolation that we give based on the known laws of physics arbitrarily far in the future, what will we say? Well, we expect that what's going to happen is these things will continue to expand apart while individual gravitationally bound clumps like our local group, the Milky Way, Andromeda, and maybe 60 other smaller galaxies will stay together. Does this mean there's no way to have another Big Bang? Does this mean we're going to be stuck just having the universe we do, where the leftovers, the stuff bound to us is what remains, and everything else expands and accelerates away? Not necessarily. It's eminently possible that this energy inherent to space itself, this energy driving the universe apart, is actually getting stronger over time. If it does, the universe could end in a big rip. It could reverse its sign and recollapse, or it could result in a tearing apart of space that rejuvenates the universe and causes another Big Bang. If this is going to happen, we know, based on the constraints we have, it won't happen for many times the current age of the universe, at least tens of billions of years in the future. But it could still happen. It is within the realm of possibility. So even though we don't think there will be a next Big Bang, we think that it's possible that if the laws of physics are a little bit different than the universe indicates right now, dark energy may lead to a universe that has something that looks indistinguishable from another Big Bang.
Thanks, Ethan. What happened before the Big Bang?
That is such a good question that I've actually written a book on it, that I'm in discussions with three separate publishers right now to try and figure out what the best title and where the best fit for it is. The Big Bang wasn't the very beginning of everything in the universe. Instead, there was a pre-existing state before things were filled with matter and antimatter and radiation, before everything was hot, where once again, energy, all the energy that existed in the universe, was inherent to space itself. It caused the fabric of space to expand not just rapidly, but at an exponential rate, where if you let a little bit of time go by, things would be twice as far apart. And if you let that time go by again, they would be four times as far apart, and then eight times, and 16 times, and 32 times. In other words, the universe would expand at an exponential rate. And this serves a bunch of purposes. It gives the universe the same properties everywhere, which we see even at the start of the Big Bang. It gives the universe the same flat spatial curvature everywhere, which is completely consistent with what we see. It means there's a maximum temperature the universe could reach, which is also consistent with what we see. And so what this cosmic inflation does, what this period of exponential expansion does, is it sets up what the universe was like prior to the Big Bang, gives you the initial conditions that the Big Bang begins with, and gives you a mechanism for creating the universe with the initial conditions we observe it to have. So right now, we can say the universe 13.8 billion years ago began with a Big Bang, but that wasn't the ultimate cosmic beginning of everything. Before that, there was an inflating state where there was energy inherent to space itself. Space expanded at this exponential rate. And if we look at how our universe is expanding today, we see that same qualitative description where there's energy inherent to space itself and it's driving the distant galaxies apart. The biggest difference is in strength. The strength of expansion during inflation is some 10 to the 100 times stronger, a 1 with 100 zeros after it's stronger than the dark energy in our universe today. Does this mean we're going to have another Big Bang, but 10 to the 100 times weaker in the future? Does it mean that our universe arose from an inflating state that was the end of some previously existing universe? With all of these questions in mind, this is where the frontiers of science are today. This is something that we don't yet know the answer to. But Lyra, maybe you or someone just like you will actually uncover those answers some point in the future.
Thanks, Ethan. Thank you for listening. My daddy will be back tomorrow.
The Cosmic Shed.
Science fact.
Science fiction.
And everything in between.